This is Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Las Vegas. Here's Matt Perrault.
It is PTO live in Vegas, SB Nation Radio. We head back to the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. This is going to be a real treat. Thanks to our friends at Pepsi, Jeff Gordon, racing legend, NASCAR legend, joining us here on the program. Jeff, Matt Perrault, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you?
I am wonderful. I'm going to tell you a funny story real quick here at the top, because I was a young Boston Northerner who was sent to work in Huntsville, Alabama when I was 21 years old. And the first event I ever went to as a radio professional was a meet and greet for you in Huntsville, Alabama. And I got an absolutely wonderful experience and learning lesson about being a kid from Boston and the passion for NASCAR fans and the passion that they had for you. When you think about your time with your fans and your career in NASCAR, just what comes to mind?
And you were in the heart of it in Alabama. That tells you everything about, you know, NASCAR and how accessible the sport is and the drivers and why it's grown and become so popular. But I never knew growing up as a kid in California racing some cars that would ever lead me to a sport that would just take off the way that it has and be a part of it and have the success that I had within it. So, been a heck of a ride, and now, I'm enjoying, stepping out of the car and doing some other fun things like, being a part of this Pepsi Super Bowl ad.
Absolutely. It comes full circle because I now host the Joe Nemechek show here on the network. So I talk NASCAR every week during the season with Joe Nemechek and his son, John Hunter Nemechek. So it's kind of funny. I knew nothing, and now I tend to know a lot about what's going on with NASCAR on all three levels of NASCAR. So it's kind of funny how the world winds up working. But let's talk about the commercial. This is the Pepsi, and for the Pepsi generation, this is a global campaign you guys are doing. It's a Super Bowl ad, so obviously a pretty big stage for you.
Yeah, well, Pepsi Generations is the campaign that I'm going to be a part of all year long. I've been with Pepsi for over 20 years. This year's 20th anniversary to when I did a Super Bowl ad with them, which was obviously a huge moment for me and as a race car driver and just great to be a part of an iconic moment. And that's what it's all about, with Pepsi. They do an amazing job with their marketing and taking risks and chances. And We got to do some of that in this ad where I was getting behind the wheel again of the 24 Pepsi Chevrolet and racing the DeLorean, which hard to beat them, that DeLorean, when they get to 88 miles per hour.
Nice little back to the future reference. For those of you who don't know that, I'm 40. Some more our younger listeners may not know about the DeLoreans and 88 miles per hour and the flux capacitor and everything else you need to have to go with the Michael J. Fox series. For you being a broadcaster now, Jeff, and you look at the sport of NASCAR, I'm sure you're seeing it through different eyes. How did you see last year and with the changes NASCAR made with the stages? Did you like the adjustments that NASCAR made?
I loved it. I loved it. I was fortunate to be a part of the group that was meeting and discussing and walking through, this being implemented or how it was going to be implemented. I thought that was a great experience to see people from all facets of the industry and NASCAR come together and say, okay, what do we think about this change? Because let's be honest, there's been a lot of changes in NASCAR over the years, and some of the fans, including me, want to see less changes. But when it's something that I think is going to really add a lot of value to the entertainment and make the racing even that much more competitive and exciting, I'm all for it. So as a broadcaster, I absolutely love the stages, to have these natural breaks, to pay points for those positions, those top positions, and then to look at how that played out in the championship, especially for Martin Truex Jr., played a huge role in him getting to that final race to race for the championship and go on to win it. So I think now year two gives us even that much more information to go off of to compare on how important these stages are.
Very cool. Talking to Jeff Gordon, thanks to Pepsi here on SB Nation Radio. you mentioned Martin Truex Jr., and it was a storyline that I followed a lot last year because of where his race team is located in Denver, Colorado, where so much is based upon what happens in Charlotte, North Carolina, and they literally take their engines from Joe Gibbs Racing, and they ship it across the country where they do all their testing to get their cars ready for a race in Denver, Colorado. That's a unique and a new sister situation, but since the domination that Martin Truex had last year, do you ever see a situation where more race teams are outside of North Carolina and are successful by doing so?
Well, I think it takes a very unique situation that they're in. Barney Visser obviously has done a great job, putting resources into that operation to be able to have that kind of success. But also, the benefits are that they are in a unique location where it's a great quality of life. You don't get caught up in all the monotony and politics that go on in the sport and with what happens in, say, North Carolina, where a lot of the teams are located. So there are benefits there. But I think it takes a really unique relationship like they have with Toyota and with Joe Gibbs. Because without having a top organization, and it's similar to what Hendrick had with Stuart Haas when they won their last championship, is chassis and bodies being hung, engines. When you have a proven product that you can just tap into, you don't have to go through the motion of designing all that yourself and focus on how you're going to build the cars. You can just say, all right, we know these are proven. Now let's just go focus on the details on how we can separate ourselves from the competition and give Martin and Cole Pearn and that whole group a lot of credit for what they did with that information and those resources.
Absolutely. Huge victory for them, obviously, last year with the championship. And, a lot of people are talking about the changeover, going from the big names that NASCAR rode for many years, yourself included, Dale Jr., obviously, and now going into a stage where you have a lot of younger drivers that have to be exposed to the public to get fan bases. You're on that side now. You're on the broadcasting side, on the Fox side, trying to tell the fans about these young drivers. Who are you excited to watch drive coming up next year?
Well, first, I think it's important to recognize that we've got some amazing veterans. I mean, Jimmy Johnson, who could go win 8 championships this year and stand alone in that category. We're watching a legend. We're watching a historic driver and certainly Hall of Famer and every other thing that you can add to that. But also Kyle Busch, Kevin Harvick. I mean, there's a lot of great veterans. But as you see, Junior and Tony Stewart, myself and Carl Edwards and Matt Kenseth, these guys step away, what does that create opportunity for a young, talented? I mean, we are going to have more young talent in the sport now, and the future is so bright than I've seen in many, many years, if possibly ever. And I think that's really exciting. I love seeing, following the path and seeing their personality come out and their driving abilities and tying to a high-quality race team and car. I think that that to me, as a broadcaster and a fan of the sport, is very exciting to see how that's going to progress and see who wants to be a superstar.
1997, 1999, and 2005, you win the Daytona 500. We are here about 2 weeks away from the Great American Race, the 60th running of the Daytona 500. What are some of your memories of running in that race, and what does it mean to win the Daytona 500?
Yeah, I even go back to my very first Daytona 500, 1993, being a rookie and no clue what I was doing. If I had known what I was doing that year, I might have had a chance at winning the 500. I had a car certainly capable of doing it. But, riding along with Dale Earnhardt Sr. and Dale Jarrett and some greats in the sport, battling it out in the closing laps, it just was one of those moments. And this is why the Daytona 500 is so special, because you're not only racing with legends, but there's history being made, and the energy on that race from the fans, from the teams, it's just unique and different. And I remember just being in awe of being in the top two or three positions with 5 laps to go, looking around going, how did I get here? What am I doing here? And what am I going to do to try to win this race? And that started off, and certainly Daytona was special to me to be able to go win that race 3 times.
Jeff Gordon's our guest. Some people have said that running the biggest race of the year is not what NASCAR should do. They should move the Daytona 500 out of February, maybe put it in May or even September. Are you ever seeing that happening? Would you be a fan if NASCAR did move the Daytona 500?
I would be a fan of not moving it. I think we need to embrace that motorsports is unique to other sports, and that, you know, it's history that's made the Daytona 500 the biggest race of the year. It's viewership. It's, you know, the prestige of it. And you know, you have to understand what made the Daytona 500 the biggest race of the year versus the final race in crowning the champion. You know, you look at other sports, golf, and you look at the Masters or tennis, you look at Wimbledon, and that's motorsport, Indy 500, Monaco Grand Prix. So I have no problems that we kick off our season or it's early in the season and the Daytona 500 is so big. Would I like to see the final race that we crown a champion be bigger than it is currently? Absolutely. I think it deserves that, but yeah, not at the expense of moving the Daytona 500.
Do you like the playoff format? Are you a fan of it?
I love it. I love it. You know, there's some traditionalists, and maybe it would have worked out different for me in the championship category numbers that I would have won. but when I step back and look at what I think is, you know, the best entertainment for the sport and most competitive way of finding the true champion at the end of the season, I do believe that this is the right format.
One football question, Jeff. Obviously Sunday, Patriots or the Eagles. Who are you picking to win it all?
Well, I mean, it's hard to go against Tom Brady and Belichick and that amazing team, and they'll probably win. But listen, I'm also a sports fan that likes to see exciting things happen. I want to see a great game, but hey, I would love to see the Eagles upset them. I think that would be something that nobody would expect, and I tend to lean towards things that are unexpected.
Jeff Gordon's joining us thanks to Pepsi. This is the Pepsi Super Bowl commercial debuting on Sunday, clearly with the DeLorean and from Back to the Future. Any teases you want to give the folks as to what they should watch for when the ad airs?
Well, you know, first of all, you have to understand this is going back through generations and celebrating these iconic moments that Pepsi's been a part of. And, you know, Cindy Crawford's in this commercial, Uncle Drew. There's some great, you know, throwbacks to Michael Jackson and even Britney Spears. So I'm thrilled to be a part of this campaign, and, you know, thrilled that Pepsi takes the chances and risks that they do to make such iconic moments.
Jeff, thank you for the time today. Really appreciate it. Enjoy the entire season. It'll be a lot of fun to watch you and listen to you guys broadcast on Fox for the Daytona 500.
Looking forward to it. Thank you.
That is Jeff Gordon, who joined us a little earlier. I had a chance to talk to him this morning and tape that interview with him about the Daytona 500 and the Pepsi commercial he is starring in on Super Bowl Sunday. We got a lot more to come. We got Kyle Turley, former NFL offensive lineman with a variety of teams, joining us. We've got Chad Millman coming on the program from the Action Network. Lee Sterling,